Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Muslims and Catholics seem to be joining forces to form a worldwide dominion under Antichrist. That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Pope Francis, back in February this year, he was in Abu Dhabi, and there he met with an imam from the Sunni sect of Islam, the most important imam in that sect. And they not only met, but they signed a covenant, a key covenant that brings these two religiosities together. Sounds very prophetic to me, so I wanted to talk to you about it.
Well, it's a meeting that I believe will be the catalyst for the convergence of Islam and Roman Catholicism. But in the Catechism of the Catholic Church that came out in 1998, it says the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims. So we wonder, why would the Roman Catholic religion single out Islam as a part of God's plan of salvation? I think we can just expect that when you look at 1.3 billion Catholics and maybe 1.6 billion Muslims, if you combine the two religions together, that represents 3 billion people, or about 40% of the world's population. So I believe as you see these two religions coming together, the rest of the religions will follow suit to form a global religion that will one day worship Antichrist.
They both have a desire for a worldwide dominion.
Well, it's true. They both rule with an autocratic government, and they have a history of forced conversions and killing those who oppose them. So it's amazing that we know that the ultimate global government and global religion will put to death those who stand opposed to the global religion. And so this may be a precursor, these two religions coming together, indoctrinating people, intimidating them. And under the fear of death, many will come to take the mark of the beast and worship Antichrist.
Mike Gendron with the details on an effort to form a worldwide kingdom under Antichrist. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mike's report is a reflection of reality as the Pope works to pull together Islam and Catholicism. And as we read from God's prophetic word, the plan laid out for the future, as foretold there in Revelation 17, is coming better into focus each and every day. Revelation 17 says that the Roman Church is key to this prophetic scenario. Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83 tells us of the importance of the Islamic world in the last days as well. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...